On Sunday in LA, you're either at the show, at the parties, or at home watching. I'm talking about the Academy Awards. This is a company town that virtually shuts down on Oscar night. Actually, the whole weekend will be a blur of Oscar craziness. And here to talk about that is Allison Hope Weiner. She's been covering Hollywood for a long time and writing for publications like Entertainment Weekly and the New York Times. And welcome to the program.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
Now, you've lived here for a long, long time, and you've been in the scene for a long time. What is it like here on the weekend? Tell us what it's like.
You can't move anywhere. It's sort of like in New York when the president comes to town. They've already roped off Hollywood. Everybody is scrambling to try to get into parties. Anyone who's going to get in anywhere is already in. So if they haven't been invited somewhere, it's probably best to pretend like you're leaving town on business, or turn all your lights out. Sort of like if people are coming trick or treating and you're out of candy, that kind of a situation. So it's pretty crazy.
And also, you have to be invited to the right parties.
Yes. There are certain parties that are just the in parties. And a lot of people know that would be Vanity Fair, which is actually cutting its guest list this year and has created complete pandemonium.
Well, that brings me to the next question, and that is this term that I read in one of your stories, the reverse red carpet.
Yeah.
What is that?
The thing that most insiders know is that you don't try to sneak into parties during Oscar week. All right. These are very exclusive parties. The guest list is closely monitored. You're not going to just kind of get by. But there are some people that will come with their agent. They'll come with their manager, a star, maybe not an A-list star. Okay. And you have to understand that there's a different set of rules that apply to A-listers. So when we talk about a reverse red carpet, it's generally not going to be with someone who's with an A-list star. But it's, say, a B-list, C-list, God forbid, a D-list star shows up. It happens. And they come with as little clothing as possible to increase their chances of getting in. And they're not on the list, they're going to have to walk back on that carpet. And that's what we call the reverse red carpet. And it's the walk of shame because you've got publicists there who are going to talk about you. You've got television crews that are there. You've got press that are there. I mean, there's nothing, juicier than so-and-so who used to be the star that wouldn't give us any interviews had to do the walk of shame tonight out of the Vanity Fair party while the crowds across behind the hedge screamed, who are you? And that, so it's a horrible situation.
That is brutal.
It's very brutal. There's always a big threat of D-listers crashing parties. So they've always been ready for those people.
Now, in terms of covering this weekend, what's the better story, the Oscars themselves or the parties?
It's probably the parties. The actual Oscars, unless you're by the bar in the Oscars, can be pretty dull. But most of the action takes place where there's around where there's some alcohol. So actually Oscars themselves, I'd say around the bar in the ladies' room. I haven't been in the men's room, but I hear there's some interesting stories in there. And I would say the parties are where the best stories are going to happen, especially afterwards. People start to let down their hair. And even actually beforehand, say at Katzenberg's party, before people have lost and they're in a really happy mood and they actually are pretending to all like each other, good stories there. Yeah.
But you wrote an article recently about Oscar etiquette, and one of the points being you're not supposed to get drunk at these parties.
You're not supposed to get drunk. The stars generally tend to show moderation. People have a couple of drinks, but I think during the Oscars, there's always a few people that sort of overdo it and over-imbibe. Nobody's eaten. Starts at, 4 o'clock. They tend to sober up. You could actually, during the Oscar night, since it starts at 3, be drunk, sober, like it's a few cycles. You could cycle out.
Okay, well, yeah. Have a fantastic time.
Thank you.
Allison Hope Weiner, entertainment writer for the New York Times and for other publications, including Entertainment Weekly. Thank you very much for joining us. Our program is produced by a sober Neil Carruth and edited by Deborah Clark. The director is Rob Sachs.
The Day-to-Day theme was composed by Greg Smith. The executive producer of Day-to-Day is Jeff Rogers.
Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Noah Adams.